Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
A pale cat has decided it likes to spend the day under the laurel hedge in our front yard. I don't know where it has come from or where it goes in the evening, but I get a sense that it likes to roam. I wonder what it thinks about its territory and how different are the places, the yards, the neighbourhood visited. Our front yard is more of a building site as it recovers from all the blocked drainage work that was done recently. The yard looks different to me, but what does the cat think since its eyeline and sense of smell are much closer to the terrain? What do the birds think from their perspective? What do the worms think? I know these questions are pretty random, with no definitive answers, but it does remind me of perspective. I remember at school doing technical drawing, as it was then called, and art, well, I didn't do that so well, and learning how to draw perspective. It just made things look that bit more real. Very often a ground-level point of view, of course, on paper. It was only when I flew in an aeroplane, or more so when I saw the photos from the Apollo missions, some of which I would collect, that I really got a perspective that wasn't ground level. I could imagine standing on the moon with super-powered binoculars, scanning Australia and zooming in and zooming in and zooming in and finding my backyard and spotting a young boy looking up at the moon. I think this type of up-and-down perspective is basic to how many people think of God. God is up there and far away, and we are down here pretty much by ourselves. That's the geography, so to speak. But there are other perspectives too. If God is holy, if God is a judge, if God is an accountant tallying up our good and bad whatevers, then people can have a wide range of perspectives too. Terror, fear, resentment. These versions of God can give us a big picture perspective in which we are tiny and susceptible to all sorts of control. Yes, that's the big perspective that the world has about God and religion, that it is a means of control and not in our best interests. I am surprised at the increasing number of people I hear saying that they are offended by God and his cruel and horrible world. How dare he exist? Which, from my perspective, is a specious argument and poor logic, for if they don't believe gods exist, how can they blame him? It also reveals no hope for the cruel and horrible world that exists, which they are complaining about. When people encounter Jesus, their perspective of God is challenged. No longer up there, Jesus is face to face with us, whether we are sitting, standing, or kneeling. Jesus doesn't lord himself over us, but comes close, sometimes uncomfortably close, when we are ashamed or guilty, sometimes especially close, when we seek forgiveness or blessing, sometimes personally, almost intimately close, as we receive Holy Communion. And he is always seeking what is best for us. It is this perspective, that Jesus is always doing what is best for us, that can be both comforting and also drive us up the wall when he's not doing what we want when we want it. But when we have the perspective of seeing Jesus on the cross, we are reminded that God will bring good from everything, that we are always in God's perspective with his grace and mercy. This truth, this faith, then helps us live and gives us the perspective that whatever is happening in the world and in our lives, God is with us, close, not far away, and helping us each day. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, since without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts to meet Jesus face to face each day. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.